This is WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar. It's a cry being made by protesters for weeks now, and one that was emphasized by protest organizer Khalil Coleman Monday afternoon. People want Milwaukee's police chief, Alfonso Morales, to resign.
We thought that it would be a good fit for the black and the brown community. Unfortunately, the community feels different now. The community wants Chief Morales to step down.
Coleman used an appearance on a Milwaukee Press Club panel to weigh in on Morales' job performance.
When you are chief, you have to make executive decisions that are unpopular. You have to make executive decisions that are for the best interests of the community.
The chief has come under scrutiny because of his handling of Michael Mattioli, the off-duty police officer who is charged with reckless homicide in the death of Joel Acevedo. Morales is being criticized for not immediately firing the police officer and allegedly dragging his feet on the internal investigation.
This cop broke the standard operating procedure. He should be fired.
Mattioli has been suspended with pay. In response to the calls to fire him, Chief Morales says that's a decision that only could be made by the Fire and Police Commission. In a video posted on Twitter by MPD, Morales expressed his condolences to Joel Acevedo's loved ones.
I want to take this time to send out my condolences to the entire Acevedo family. I can only imagine what you're going through. I also want to reiterate that as of May 19th, the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission is the only entity that has the authority to terminate Officer Mattioli.
On Monday, protest organizer Coleman said people who've been marching and holding rallies don't just want to see Morales resign. They also want to change laws that govern police procedure.
We want to see change in legislation, you know, direct legislation that holds police officers accountable, that makes it a crime if a police officer violates standard operating procedures, if a police officer violates not wearing his body cam or choosing to cut off his body cam, if you do a no-knock warrant and laws say that you're not supposed to do a no-knock warrant. We need laws that will hold police officers accountable from a criminal standpoint.
Coleman expressed the importance of allies in achieving these goals. He was asked in particular about the role of white citizens and said it's important for them to join the protest and also talk to other white people about injustice and racism.
Going back home, talking to your friends, your family about the things that's affecting black lives is critical to the movement. And without that, it would just be a black thing. But it's not just a black thing, because when black lives are affected, all lives are affected. So it's critical to have our brown brothers and sisters join us in the movement. It's critical to have our white brothers and sisters join us in the movement.
In the 1960s, protesters in Milwaukee marched for open housing for 200 straight days. As of Monday, people here had been marching for 32 days to end violence by police and to promote racial equity. Observers have compared the two movements, wondering whether the current marchers will continue up to or past the 200-day mark. But organizer Destiny Monet says progress won't be measured by the number of days.
Once enough is enough, once we reach pretty much everything that we need, everything we're asking for, once we come to an agreement, then we can finally take a rest.
Monet says what is important is demands finally being met. Angelina Mosier-Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.